You might be wondering, why am I starting this episode of Cut the Clutter with a smile? And in fact, if you know me well, it's a half mischievous smile. That's because I remember today that I haven't reminded you for some time about the need for people like you to take paid subscriptions to the print. And then I thought, is this the right day? Because the issue I'm going to talk about is something that a lot of you are complaining about, which is your pockets getting picked with the rising petrol and diesel prices, particularly when it looks like the global crude prices. Lately, they've gone up a little bit, but on an average, they are low. So what's going on? So first of all, I don't think I need to remind you every day about subscribing to the print, because you know better than anybody else that somebody has to pay for journalism. And who better to pay for journalism than people who benefit most of all from good journalism? That is good, ordinary, tax-paying citizens. Well, thank you very much. So many of you have supported us. I count on more of you doing so, even on a day when I talk about what's happening with your fuel prices and why. So fuel prices change almost every day these days. That's why I'm not giving you precise prices, and also they vary from place to place. For example, today you might have, say in Delhi, price of 85 something for petrol, 78 something for diesel. In some parts of the country, Rajasthan for example, Ganganagar, petrol already, some kinds of petrol have already crossed 100 rupees. In Mumbai, in Kolkata, in Bangalore, in Chennai, they all have different prices, for which there is a reason, I will tell you, although I'm sure most of you understand that. Now, what is happening with our fuel prices? Because we know that last year fuel prices fell to their record low. In fact, there was a time when there was such a pressure on forward markets that people were willing to pay you money to lift their crude oil, because people had bought futures, but there was no place to keep them. So from that, we have spent a year actually with a record low average crude price, and yet our prices are going higher and higher and higher, and yet many of you are complaining, and Modi government doesn't seem bothered. Now, there is a question that I'm asked often, and I think it's a valid question, which is that petrol prices have gone up so much, petrol and diesel prices. How come there isn't the kind of disaffection, anger, resentment? Why are people not out on the streets as they would be when the UPA was in power? Now, that's a political question. That's also a question of political analysis, and that's also a question of opinion. So I might write a national interest on that in the course of time. So I will spare you that bit of punditry today. I will talk very briefly about that towards the conclusion of this episode, but I will tell you how fuel price is constructed in India and where does this money go. So if you look at your price today of about 85 plus for petrol and 78 plus for diesel in Delhi, and as I told you, there are local variations. Generally, you will find that today this is among the biggest sources of revenues, not just for central government, but also for state governments. So you find many opposition parties make noises about fuel prices going up, but beyond that, they don't escalate it too much, because they also benefit, because they also keep upping their VAT or value added tax accordingly. So when GST was brought into India, among the goods that were kept out of the purview of GST, among the prominent goods were fuel and liquor. So spirits of different types. One type that you put in your vehicles or machinery, and the other type that you imbibe. I'm not recommending that you imbibe, but I'm just saying that these two spirits were kept out of the purview of GST. So liquor is pretty much taxed by the state governments. Fuel is taxed primarily at the largest level, highest level, by the central government, and central government takes that money. So that money the central government collects, that goes towards indirect taxes. There are two kinds of taxes, as we know: direct taxes, income tax, and indirect taxes like excise, like GST, etc. So excise becomes a big source of income for the central government. Now, what has the central government done? When UPA government gave up power, UPA government was under stress because crude prices were high. Crude prices at one point under the UPA went up to $142 per barrel. Today, the average price of the Indian basket is about $52 per barrel. It is also high compared to what it was. In April last year, it had come down to $19 per barrel. That's how you average it out for the year. But UPA, it had gone up to $142. When UPA gave up power in 2014, it was 108. And that is something that Ajay Makan or that opposition leaders are talking about. But Ajay Makan also put out a statement in which he said, look, when we were in power, crude was $108 per barrel and we were charging you 71 rupees 50 paisa per liter of petrol and 57 rupees 28 paisa per liter of diesel. Today, crude is at less than half of that. Even today, after Saudi Arabia has raised the prices and cut its production, even then. And now petrol is 85 plus and diesel is 78 plus, so you are being looted. He has also said that in these 7 years, Modi government has taken away an additional 20 lakh crores from the consumers of India on account of fuel excise duties. Now that may be a little exaggeration, but Modi government has taken a lot of money away from the consumers in India by way of excise on petrol, diesel, etc. Now let us understand a little bit. Fuel prices vary from country to country. So you've seen these WhatsApps floating that, oh, look at this fuel price, it's so much cheaper in this country but so much more expensive in India. Some of that is true. So if you look at some countries like say Qatar, which produce a lot of hydrocarbons, or Saudi Arabia, UAE, those have much cheaper fuel. America traditionally has kept its fuel cheap, but also America produces a lot of hydrocarbons. And now with shale gas, it's gone up even more. So I will give you some authentic figures, checked not to the last decimal point, because currency prices, currency values keep fluctuating. So I've approximated and giving you round figures. So look at Qatar. Qatar, in terms of today's rupee value, petrol will be 27 rupees a litre. So see, India is more than three times of Qatar, as you might see. But America is 52. So America is about twice as much as Qatar, but still about 60% of what it is in India. China is 75, so close to India. Now there has to be a reason, and I will come to that reason. Whereas if you see our neighboring countries, they are much cheaper than India. Pakistan, if you look at the pump prices in Pakistan, they'll be 100 something. But that's also because Pakistan's currency is much weaker than ours. Pakistan's currency is less than half the value compared to the dollar as India's at this point. So in Pakistan, you can say petrol is about 50 rupees per liter. In Sri Lanka, it's 61. These are neighboring countries. In Nepal, it's 68. Afghanistan is 37.50. So India's neighboring countries have much cheaper fuel, except China, where it is close to India. It's cheaper than India, but it's close to India. Now, as I speak also, you will have some charts running on our screens. One set of charts will tell you how we'll cut and dice the price of 1 liter of petrol and 1 liter of diesel in terms of various taxes and the base price, etc., etc. Also, these global prices, you will see a couple of charts. Now, it's not as if India has the most expensive fuel in the world. Look at some other countries. Poland, 90 rupees. Japan, 94 rupees. South Korea, 96 rupees. UK, 118. Germany, 119. France, 126. Syria, you know, I'm just adding it there because the price is very high, 150. Although I suppose in Syria, there are not many gas stations freely selling fuel. The bad guys, their own oil wells of their own and refineries of their own. And Hong Kong looks like the most expensive fuel in the world. That is 173, equivalent of 173 rupees in India today. Now, what happens in all the countries is that crude is bought about the same price. Crude is a globally traded commodity. Then there is a refinery cost because you have to refine crude and make various products out of it, petrol, diesel, LPG, etc., etc., naphtha. But then the governments tax this fuel. They tax it for revenues, which are very important for government. But many governments, say in Europe, also tax it by way of a carbon tax, by way of discouraging people from using private vehicles. So they would go use public transport. But that is an issue for richer countries. So how come India has fuel prices which are sort of comparable to richer countries than poorer countries? There I will bring you the China example. How come China also has these higher prices? So one reason is that China and India, big countries, not very rich. China, all right, today about 5 times richer than India, but still a fraction of what, say, Germany or Japan or even Hong Kong might be. So these are countries which import most of their fuel needs, most of their hydrocarbons. So it's important for them to keep prices on the higher side so the consumption doesn't go up too much, because if it does, then their import bills go up. So that is one. Second, and this is something that Modi government has specialized in, and you can like it or not like it, and if you don't like it, you can decide not to vote for it. Modi government has figured that the easy way of earning more money for the exchequer is to keep raising taxes on fuel. So just to give you an example, when UPA gave up power, its total excise collection in a year was 99,000 crore rupees, and fuel prices were at $108 per barrel. Within 2 years, Modi government had raised it to 2,40,000 crores per year. That is more than doubled it. This year, even with the decline in consumption, chances are that Modi government's collections from excise will get to about 2,50,000 or thereabouts crore of rupees. So while crude prices went down this year, the price at which the petrol pump, your petrol pump, got the fuel from the refinery kept going down further and further and further. As the price kept going down, Modi government kept increasing excise further and further and further. So as the price went down, they increased excise, so your pump price did not come down. And later, when crude prices started going up and the price at which your petrol pump gets the fuel from the refinery also went up, Modi government did not reduce the excise. So in the process, you now have very expensive fuel, more expensive fuel at $52 per barrel India basket crude than it was under UPA at $108 per barrel. So at one level, it is not wrong to say that Modi government has not passed the benefit of low crude prices to the consumers. If anything, they have further taken money out of the consumer's pocket by continuing to raise these excise taxes. In fact, in the last budget, Modi government took Parliament's permission, because they have the majority, Parliament's permission to increase the upper limit on special excise on both petrol and diesel. It used to be earlier 12 rupees on petrol and 10 on diesel. They had it increased to 18 for petrol and 12 for diesel. So today they've raised it to 12 on petrol and 9 for diesel. In UPA's times, it was only 4 rupees for diesel, and diesel was further subsidized. All that's gone now. So in fact, in terms of the permissions that Modi government took from Parliament last financial year, they still have headroom available. They can still up their special excise on petrol by another 6 rupees a litre and special excise on diesel by another 3 rupees a litre. Today, if you buy a litre of petrol or a litre of diesel, what happens? 63% of what you pay on your petrol, that is rupees 52.50, thereabouts, it varies day to day, 52.50 out of a litre of petrol, or 63%, goes towards all taxes. On diesel, rupees 42.70 or 58%. So 63 and 58 goes towards taxes. All these taxes do not go to the center. About 19% of it goes to the states. Again, it's an average. Some states put higher VAT, some states put a little bit lower VAT. You will find usually states that have big cities put a higher VAT. Your petrol pump owner, in fact, makes very little extra money from you as prices go up. Today, petrol pump owner's commission or profit on petrol is 3.67 rupees per liter. Diesel is 2.53. Diesel is kept lower simply because government does not want diesel to become more expensive than petrol. Although diesel is more expensive ex refinery than petrol. So what the pump pays for diesel is more than what they pay for petrol. But diesel is a more political fuel because a lot of the farming activity involves the use of diesel, that is tractors. So tractors that come on Republic Day for the farmers parade will be riding on diesel, but it no longer is subsidized diesel as used to be the case until 2014. Modi government has taken away diesel subsidy, and in fact because of its LPG campaign, even kerosene subsidy is mostly gone because most states are now not taking subsidized kerosene because subsidized LPG is available. But again there, it's an aside, Modi government has been increasing the price of subsidized LPG, and the result is that this year Modi government's allocation to for fuel subsidies is going to be only about half spent or less than half spent, because they are also cleverly and quietly raising the price of subsidized LPG. In fact, we had carried a story on the print some time back that this year, calendar year 2020, for the first time, India's consumption of LPG by value went higher than India's petrol consumption. That's partly because people stayed at home and cooked at home a lot more, partly because government has now, Modi government under Ujjwala scheme, has been able to push subsidized LPG to a lot more households. Also, then part of the pandemic relief, they extended subsidies and free LPG by 6 months. So that led to increased consumption, but also because of the lockdowns and because of reduced commercial and working activity, consumption of petrol went down because people were driving around less. There was much less public transport also. So you will see that story. I'm sharing it with you. So let me give you some larger figures in terms of what taxes on fuel mean for governments in India. In fact, when UPA gave up power in 2014, their collections from excise on fuel were 99,000 crores. Their total collections from excise were 1,72,000 crores. Now, you might also remember some of that might have then be transferred to GST also. So these are really not likes and like comparisons. So you might say that their real excise collections were less, like to like basis, less than 1,72,000 crores. Today, that is for financial year 19-20, and we have this data from Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell, PPAC of Ministry of Petroleum, that tells you that for last financial year, Government of India, central government, Modi government collected 3,39,000 crores, and that is when many other goods have been shifted to GST. So I would say over base, it has more than doubled in these 6 years. Again, if you look at the states, in the case of states in 2014-15, excise collection was 1,60,000 crores. But once again, some of this will be goods which have now come under GST, so it's not likes to likes. Today it's 2.21, so I would say like to like, that means excise on fuel, even states' income has gone up by 100%. By that means it has doubled, as it has for the central government. So no matter how much noise they make, they are not going to be kind to you, but only as long as voters are forgiving. So I go back to the point that I had raised in the very beginning, the analytical or opinion point, on which I said maybe I will talk about in detail at some other point of time, maybe in a national interest. But think about it. When under UPA, fuel prices went up a little bit, there will be people out on the streets. There was noise. All TV channels were going berserk. It was as if we all next day will not be able to fill fuel in our tanks and go any place. It's as if the country was coming to a standstill. Mara, mari, rona, dhona. Today, you see none of that. So even when Ajay Makan complains, Rahul Gandhi complains, anybody complains, you might get a few retweets, but nothing happens. That is the reason why Modi government is continuing to do this. What Modi government is doing with us is a Robin Hood Act. So what is the Robin Hood approach? You know Robin Hood, rob the rich, give the money, distribute the money to the poor. So in a way, Modi government is doing that. They are not just robbing the rich, they are robbing the large vehicle owning middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class in India. They are taking all this money out of their pockets and then spending it on their welfare schemes. So while Ajay Makan may or may not be right, or maybe exaggerating that number of 20 lakh crores, but certainly I can calculate for you. And if you just see these doubled numbers that I've told you, in these 7 years, Modi government has collected about 14 to 15 lakh crores additional by way of excise on fuel compared to what UPA government was charging you. As a result, you are buying very expensive fuel, but you know what? You are still continuing to vote for the Modi government. So it looks like you accept this Robin Hood approach. Why you do so? That is a matter of opinion that I will come to in the course of time. Meanwhile, all I am doing is I am sharing a national interest I wrote some time back. Please read that, where I describe how Modi government or Modi Shah BJP treats the middle class as their Muslims. What that means is that just as secular parties think they can take the Muslim vote for granted, which means the Muslims will vote for them no matter what happens because they're afraid of the BJP. The BJP knows that the large Hindu middle class, which is the overwhelming middle class in India, they will keep hurting with these fuel prices but still continue voting for the BJP for reasons that we might discuss in a national interest in the course of time.